Former Texans Wade Smith and Cecil Shorts in with me on a Monday morning. The NFL's floated out the idea of an 18-game regular season schedule where the players are allowed to play a maximum of 16 games individually. I hate this idea. I truly hate this idea. I think it's bad for football, and it seems like you guys definitely agree.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a bad idea. I think I think that the smart thing to do is just keep things the same. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you are going to try to propose an 18-game schedule, I don't think this 18-16 thing is the way to go about it. I think there's just too many. It'll open up a Pandora's box, and it'll be a lot of just ridiculous situations that'll come up based off of the fact that you're going to have to sit key players at key times. And it's going to open coaches up for more ridicule and more fans. It's going to open them up to be more pissed off at how things are being done or not being done. I think that they should just say, you know what, we're going to do an 18-game schedule. They should legitimately propose that. And then if they propose the 18-game schedule, but they have to give up everything in order to get that. And as far as what the players want, I think if they did that, then you might be able to come to the table. And I don't think fans would be too upset with two extra games of football. That's just me.
You, though, as a player, though, would you play if they offered an 18-game schedule? And then as you as a player, because you played a long time, how many, 12 years?
12 years, yep.
Were you ever a part of the PA?
I was not. No, that was not my deal.
So would you want to play 18 games? Would you agree with, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do an 18-game schedule?
I would agree with an 18-game schedule.
Even if they give you everything you want?
I think at that point, yes, because I think that what happens is if you get rid of the franchise tag, you get rid of you make lifetime insurance available for all players that become
vested. Lifetime health insurance.
Yeah, lifetime health insurance. I think that if you the different funds they have available to former players now, they come up with ways to limit your access to these dollars that are set aside for NFL players. It's extremely frustrating. So you make those funds more accessible. You get rid of the franchise tag. You get rid of marijuana testing. You guarantee more contracts. You create the middle class back in the NFL. If you do all of these things, you would have to do every last one of these things for me to say, you know what, all right, now it's worth it to do an 18-game schedule. The problem with that is I have no, you know how we were talking about percentage chances of Jadeveon Clowney getting a deal done today?
Yes.
That one drops to negative 10 in the NFL giving that many concessions in order to get two extra games.
For me, I don't think I would agree to it. I wouldn't want to. It's just too many. It's too many games.
It's like, too many.
It's just too many.
Okay.
And I'm assuming if you do 18, you'll cut the preseason down couple games.
God, let's hope so.
That's not the big thing. The big thing is expanding the rosters.
You got to expand the rosters. I mean, there's no way if you do 18 games, you can still keep, 63 players? 53 and then
53, and then the 47 active or whatever. Active. Yeah, like, no, that would have to change.
You would have to add a lot more players to the active roster and the practice squad to make it work. But on top of that, for me and what I went through in my career, after 16 games in the playoffs, I was worn out, bro. Like, I was done. I'm like, I need this time to recover. Like, I'm running every single play. I'm doing this. I'm giving my all every single play for as many games as I can during the season. 18 games on top of playoffs, that is incredible to me. And then on top of that, this is the thing. Like, the bigger the player you are, so say you're Arian Foster, for example, right?
Right.
You would probably get, you know, say a guaranteed contract. It wouldn't be as much as it would be as if now, right? So say now you'll get $45 million, 23 guaranteed.
Yeah,
right?
I'm a big fan of doing, you know, three-year guaranteed contracts.
I'm all for that.
I think that solves a lot of problems if you do three-year contracts.
It limits your, not your earning potential, but it's, like you said, it shortens your career. 18 games?
Oh, it will definitely
shorten your career.
Well, then,
sure.
If I'm the players, what I would want is two things. One, I'd want my vesting and all that to depend on games and not years
seasons,
played.
Of course.
I think that's a big thing. And I think the biggest thing what the players need is You guys need to make the owners spend more of their cap space every year.
Oh, yeah.
So you look at these, like, tables with the Colts and the Texans, you know, with all this cap space that's been left unused. If I'm the NFL Players Association, I need that change. I need that money being spent every single year and not just constantly rolled over and over and over, because that's money that's going to the owners and not going to the players.
Exactly right. They need to put something in place to where you're docking them draft picks if you don't spend. You know, if you have more than, I don't know, $10, $15 million underneath the salary cap that's free by the end of the season, and you get docked a pick. And depending on how many million dollars that you have left over, that depends on how high of a pick it is. And I think that if you do that, it'll force them to actually spend the money that they have.
Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts, former Texans, in with me, Mike Meltzer, on a Monday morning. What do you guys think of a 18-game NFL regular season schedule? 713-572-4610. Let's start with Brian on Mad Radio. Brian, good morning. Go ahead.
Well, so I think you touched on the biggest issue there was that they were going to have to increase the size of the team. So in one respect, that's great, because then it gives more players a chance to make a living doing what y'all are doing there. But the original reason why I called was that what about if they changed it from just full-on games to maybe accumulated quarters or halves, where, you know, certain players couldn't play. And that way, if somebody were to get injured the first quarter of a game or something like that, then the last three quarters, or say the second half, counts as one of their, say, maybe eight halves, or, you know, 8 to 12 quarters or something like that, that they don't play. And that way it gives other players that are maybe backups an opportunity, you know, more opportunities than they have right now, to get in and show what it is that they can do. So you know that if you're a backup quarterback, you know that over a certain period of time of the season that you're going to be able to get in for a certain, you know, X amount of halves or X amount of quarters that maybe you don't even get a chance to get in and get on the field nowadays. All right. So it gives guys a chance.
I think I get where Brian is going with some of the math. I think it's a little bit complicated for 7 in the morning, but I get the overall concept of what he's going for, just with some of the limitations, the way that you can account for some of these guys if there are injuries. I still do not like this overall idea. I do not like 18 games.
I think the problem with what he just laid out there is that if you have that opportunity to where, you know, you're only counting it by the quarters. The problem with that is if you're a really good team, let's just use the Patriots, for example. Like, how many times in the fourth quarter of ball games are the Patriots actually within one touchdown of the game? You know what I mean? You could sit Tom Brady. If you're up by, you know, 14 points going into the fourth quarter, you can sit Tom Brady, and it's not actually real critical game time that you're taking advantage of the system. You know, if you have a better team and you can get up on guys early, you could take advantage of that and use that as one of your quarters that where you have to sit Tom Brady or somebody like that, as opposed to a team that is, you know, having knockdown, drag out games each and every week. You're going to have your best guys out there as long as possible, and then you're going to eventually have to miss a guy for an entire game. So I think it would tend to mess up the whole parity thing, which is a big deal in the NFL, where everybody feels like they have an opportunity to win each and every game and to win a championship each year.
We're discussing the possibility of an NFL 18-game schedule. Mike Meltzer, Cecil Shorts, Wade Smith in on a Monday. Daryl on Mad Radio. Daryl, hello.
Hey, what I propose is, instead of 46-man active roster on Sundays, increase it to maybe like 55, where everybody is active, and then the overall roster, you know, with the inactives, should be increased to maybe like 60 people. And that way, you don't have to worry about too much of injuries and stuff, and you can rotate your players in and out where they won't get overworked.
Okay, that makes sense to me in that, all right, you go to 18 games, expand the rosters, and expand, like, have more guys active and have a few extra guys like Daryl mentioned. The problem, though, is if you're going to 18 games to make more money, then all of a sudden you're going to have more jobs, so that means on a downside, if you're a player in the league already, it means that there's going to be more money going to everybody else as well.
Right, and I think just because you make more guys active doesn't mean they're going to necessarily play. It's only a certain amount of spots on the field. It's 11 offense, 11 defense, 11 on special teams. And it's, yes, you can have, you know, you might not have to have your offensive line out there blocking for field goal, which would be huge. You might not have to have, you know, certain guys. You might have, depending on how many guys you have, you can have a a kickoff return unit, and that's all they do, or a kickoff unit, that's all you do. I think that's awesome. But still, as far as offense and defense, I'm not sure if you're good, the best players will play, put it that way, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So just because you're active doesn't mean you'll play necessarily more in the offense and defensive role, but special teams, that could really work.
I do think that one thing that could really help, though, if they went to 18 games and they expanded the rosters, you look at, like, the Texans' offensive line, right? And the big thing that they talk about is versatility. That's a big thing. And the reason they talk about versatility so much is because you look at the way the NFL is now with the concussions and player safety and things like that. Like, guys missing time is more prevalent now than ever. Mm-hmm. And so you got to have guys that can play multiple positions. Well, if you expand the rosters and now say you have 15 guys that are on the offensive line on the regular season roster, and on game days you have 10 guys that are active or 11 guys that are active, now when you're training each and every day, you can be training in training camp going into the entire season. You are the left tackle and the backup left tackle. You are the left guard and the backup left guard. And all of your reps are consistently playing one specific thing. And maybe you have one guy that's versatile. But then if you have everybody training and not having to cross-train so many different spots, you're going to get better play out of offensive linemen. Then if you have better play out of the offensive linemen, now you can protect the quarterback better. Because the big thing that offensive linemen have to deal with is that, like, defensive linemen, they rotate in and out all the time. They have eight guys.
You guys are just in there.
And you're just in there. You know what I mean?
They're bringing somebody fresh off the bench.
They're bringing somebody fresh all the time, so you can counteract that. But I just think that, you know, the big problem we have with the Texans' offensive line is the fact that they laud versatility, but they don't have guys that specifically, like, I'm a good-ass left tackle.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a good-ass left guard, and I think that can help with that aspect.
That's another weird part about this whole thing is the idea of having an NFL schedule with 18 games, but each guy can play 16, is let's say you have an average to really good left tackle. Well, all of a sudden, basically my quarterback and my left tackle, assuming they're healthy, are like married to each other. Because in the games that the left tackle is missing, I'm not putting my quarterback out there.
No question.
So those guys are married as far as like when they're playing. Like whoever, like those guys are playing the exact same 16 games within reason. Because if I've got my backup left tackle, then I'm sure as hell not going to actively want my starting franchise quarterback on the field.